After 5 years of discussion and planning, CRMS will begin planting this June on 2 acres along Crystal River Road.
I'm Heather McDermott. I am the director of the garden program here at Colorado Rocky Mountain School. The school has around 320 acres. This stretch of land here is about 8 acres on this Crystal River Road, I think it's called.
Heather McDermott explains that this land has been prepared with new infrastructure, including piped water and electrical service for the pump, filters, and irrigation system. The garden program has also been provided a new tractor, and there are plans to install a walk-in cooler for post-harvest yields. The plot was previously a soccer field for the school.
What had happened was it wasn't an engineered soccer field, so it just wasn't working for the soccer players because there'd be holes and big rocks and stuff, so they ended up moving the soccer field. And this has been just sort of an open grassland, unused, laying fallow. So we decided to expand the garden program, put the land in productive use, and grow more food for the Bar Fork.
In preceding years, on 2 acres of land, the garden program has supplied a substantial share of the school's cafeteria food.
We've been harvesting between 8,000 and 11,000 pounds of produce annually that are all brought over into the Bar Fork dining hall for consumption. My name is Joe White, and I am the director of finance at Colorado Rocky Mountain School in Carbondale. Agriculture has been some component of Colorado Rocky Mountain School since its very beginning.
Joe White cites the expansion as consistent with CRMS's strategic plan to preserve and enhance the school's land and water assets while providing experiential education and problem-based learning.
We're fortunate that we've got land assets, but we don't really want to see all of our property developed. And to the extent that we can put our land into productive uses other than development, we view that as a value, not just financially, but also aesthetically.
In preparing the land for production, students have so far studied about soil science and local geology.
And our students will also be involved with studying the crop production and helping us determine which crops are successful in that area. I'd like to see if we could perhaps do a you pick 'em pumpkin patch at some point in the future, but it'll depend on how the crops perform in that area.
Our focus here on this plot of land is to do pumpkins and potatoes, and then every other kind of vegetable, from salad greens to beets to carrots. We do a lot of storage crops because they work for our school. The kids come back in September, they're able to help harvest, we're able to store that food throughout the school year.
I'm Callie Heyer, I'm the garden assistant. One of the unique aspects of our program is that we do grow a lot of storage crops, which in turn teaches the students about what it looks like to eat locally and what it looks like to eat seasonally. They're gonna serve more winter squash than in any school you'll see across all of America, right? But that's what grows here at that time of the year. That's what we can eat. And so I think that's like a really great lesson.
Carbondale was ground zero for potato production nationally. One of the crops that will grow over there are potatoes, and we expect those to do quite well.
CRMS's annual plant sale, a major fundraising event for the garden program, is this weekend.
It's designed to be a really big variety of plants, and that's what makes our plant sale unique. And we choose the varieties that we hope are going to perform the best based on our climate. So we have everything from 50-something varieties of tomatoes to 75 varieties of perennials. We have annual flowers, we have peppers, all the vegetables we can think of, and we start them all from seed organically with the help of our student work crews. So that's a big thing that they help with. So our plant sale is on May 19th and 20th this year, Saturday and Sunday. Saturday it's from 9 to 3 and Sunday it's from 1 to 3.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.